Zeche Bechoros, Parachet, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh Bechor L'Nachala, Ve'eno Bechor L'Kohen. Sometimes a firstborn has a din of a Bechor, as far as Nachala is concerned, as far as Yerusha is concerned. He would take Pishnayim, he would take two shears in the Yerusha of his father. But he would not be a Bechor L'Kohen. The father would not have to redeem him by giving five slum to the Kohen. Bechor L'Kohen, Ve'eno Bechor L'Nachala. Sometimes the case is vice versa. The firstborn has a din of a Bechor L'Kohen. The father has to redeem him and give five slum to the Kohen. But he is not a Bechor L'Nachala. He would not take Pishnayim, two shears in the Yerusha of his father. Bechor L'Nachala, B'Lakon. Sometimes the Bechor is considered a Bechor both for Nachla and Lakon. Yesh ain't a Bechor, lo L'Nachla, below Lakon. And sometimes the firstborn doesn't have a din of a Bechor at all, neither for Nachla nor Lakon. Ezel Bechor L'Nachla, ve'eno Bechor Lakon. What's the case that the firstborn has a din Bechor as far as Yerusha, but not Lakon? The father doesn't have to redeem it. Haba achar nefalim, sheyasa rosho chan. If the mother is expecting twins, and after 8 months of pregnancy, one of the twins stuck its head out while it was still alive from the mother's womb. And at the point that it sticks its head out, it's considered no light as if it was born. And a child that's born in the 8th month is a nafal. That child cannot live. And then the child that stuck its head out stuck its head back into the mother's womb. And both children were born after 9 months. But the other child was born first. The child that had not yet stuck its head out of the mother's womb was born first. So even though the other child has stuck its head out alive, so therefore, it was considered no light at that point. Therefore, this child is not a Bechor as far as Cohen is concerned. The father does not have to redeem him, because as far as redemption is concerned, the important thing is Peter Rech on the first child that comes out of the mother's womb. And the other child was the first child that stuck its head out of its mother's womb. And that child also doesn't have to be redeemed, since it's a Nafal, since it was born in the 8th month, even though it stuck its head back into the mother's womb, it's considered a Nafal, a child that cannot live, and therefore the father doesn't have to redeem the other child either. But as far as Yerusha is concerned, the child that was born first after 9 months is a Bechor L'Nachala. Reason being is that since the other child cannot live, as far as Yerusha, the important thing is the first child that's born that could live is considered a Bechor and would take Pishnayim. Uben Tisha Sheyatza Rosho Mix. Another case of Bechor L'Nachala, but not L'Kohen, is also where the mother is expecting twins. And after 9 months of pregnancy, one of the twins stuck its head out of the mother's womb after it had already died in the mother's stomach. So therefore, the other child that's born afterwards is considered the Bechor L'Nachala. And since the child that was born first and stuck its head out of its mother's womb was already dead at that point, so as far as Yerusha, the other child is considered the Bechor L'Yerusha. But as far as the Bechor L'Kohen, neither one is a Bechor L'Kohen. Obviously, the child that stuck its head out of its mother's womb after it already died is not a Bechor L'Kohen, since it was dead already. And the child that was born afterwards is also not a Bechor L'Kohen, as he is not Peter Recha. He is not the first child that came out of the mother's womb, so therefore there is no Bechor L'Kohen in this case. And so too, a woman that miscarries, and it looks like a behema chaya or oaf, it doesn't look like a person at all, then a normal child is born afterwards. According to Rabbi Meir, the child that is born afterwards is a Bechor L'Nachala, since it is the first child that could live, but not a Bechor L'Kohen, as since the woman had already miscarried, even though it looked like a behema chaya or oaf, that's considered a Peter Rechem, not the child that's born afterwards. He's not Peter Rechem, and the father doesn't have to redeem. But as far as Bechor L'Nachala is concerned, taking Pishnayim and Yerusha, the father of the child that is born afterwards would be Bechor L'Nachala, since he is the first child that is born. Chacham say, unless the woman first miscarries a form that looks like a person, only then would the child born afterwards not be Bechor L'Kohen. But in this case, where the woman miscarries something that looked like a behema chaya or oaf, then the child that is born afterwards not only is a Bechor L'Nachala, but is also a Bechor L'Kohen. He is considered Peter Rechem, and the father would have to redeem him. Hamapeles sandal oshoya v'shaper merukam. A woman that miscarries a form that looks like a sandal, a piece of buser formed like a sandal, or she miscarries a shoya, an amniotic sock, or she miscarries a shaper merukam, a piece of buser that on that piece of buser you can see a little bit of the tzura of the uber, the form of the uber. Or if the child comes out already cut up, it was cut up limb by limb in the mother's stomach. A child that is born after the woman miscarried any of these things would be a bechor lenachla. He would take pishayim in the roots of the father, since he's the first child that is born that could live. But he's not a bechor lakohen, not considered pederechem, since the woman miscarried already before he was born, even though it didn't miscarry a normal blood. Mishalo haru lo banim, v'nasa isha shekfar yolda. Somebody who had no children, and he married a woman that had already given birth from somebody else. Oda shifcha v'nishtachara, oda nachris v'nishkar. Even if the woman was a shifcha knat, if the woman had already given birth, at the time she gave birth, she was a shifcha knat. And then afterwards she was free, married Israel, and gave birth again. Or the woman had given birth while she was a Goya, and then she became a Goyaris, married Israel. Misha Basli Yisrael Yolda, Bechor Lenachla, Ve'eno Bechor Lekohen. And after she married Israel, she gave birth. In all these cases, the child that she had given birth to is a Bechor Lenachla. For Yerusha, he's a Bechor. Because as far as Yerusha is concerned, the important thing is that he is a firstborn for the father. It doesn't matter that he was born from a mother that had already given birth. But he's not a Bechor Lekohen. The father would not have to redeem him. Because in all these cases, the woman had given birth already, so therefore the child is not peter rechem, is not the first born from the womb of the mother. Because as far as pidyon is concerned, you only have to redeem a peter rechem, a firstborn for the mother. So therefore, in all these cases, since the mother had already given birth, even if the mother was a goya or a shifka at the time she gave birth to her first blood, it doesn't make a difference. The child that she gives birth to afterwards is not peter rechem, and the father would not have to redeem him. Rabbi Yossi had really aimed at Bechor Lenachla Vilakon. Shenemar Peter Korechem Bibne Yisrael. Acha Yifturu Rechem Ne Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi had really argued with this last case that the woman was a Goya when she gave birth to her first child. And afterwards, she became a Gioris, married Yisrael, and then gave birth to a son. According to Rabbi Yossi, really that son that she gave birth to would be a Bechor Lenachla, and also Lekohen, the father, would have to redeem that firstborn. The reason being, is because the pasuk says peter kol rechem b'bnei Yisrael, ach yiftru rechem Yisrael. The firstborn, while she is a Jew, is considered peter rechem, as if that was the first child that came out of her womb. So therefore, even though she had already given birth while she was a goya, since this is the first son that she gave birth to after she became a Jewess, that son is considered a bechor lekohen. Also, he is considered peter rechem, and the father would have to redeem him. Misha hayu lo banim. V'nasa isha shelo yolda. Somebody who has sons, and then he married a woman that had not yet given birth, and he has a son from that second one. That son is a bechor lekohen. The father has to redeem him, even though the father already has sons from a different wife. Because as far as pidyon is concerned, the important thing is peter rechem, the firstborn from the mother, and since the mother had not yet given birth, her firstborn is a bechor lekohen. But it would not be a Bechor Lenachla. It would not take Pishnayim and the Yerusha of the father, because as far as Yerusha is concerned, the important thing is who is the Bechor to the father. And in this case, he is not the Bechor to the father. The father already has sons from a different marriage. Nisgaira Muberes. Nistachara Muberes. If a Goya and a Goya become Gerim, and the Goya had conceived before she became a Gerim, and after she became a Gerim, she gave birth. Or the father and the mother were Eved Kanani and a Shifcha Kananis, and they were freed, they became Yisrael. And the Shifcha had conceived before she became a Yisraelis, and after she became a Yisraelis, she gave birth. In both of these cases, the son that is born is a Bechor Lekohen. He has to be redeemed, since he is a Peter Rechem, but is not a Bechor Lenachla. He would not take Pishnayim and Yerusha of the father. The reason being is that since he was conceived when the father was a guy or an Eved, so he's not considered the child of that father as far as Yerusha is concerned, even though the father became a Ger afterwards before he was born. Yolda he be Kohenes, he be Levi, he be Isha, Shekvar Yolda. If a woman that had not yet given birth and a Kohenes that had not yet given birth, both had a firstborn son, and the children got mixed up, we don't know who is the mother of which. And the son of a Kohenet does not have to be redeemed. Or a woman who had not yet given birth and a Leviah who had not yet given birth. Both gave birth to a firstborn son. And the sons got mixed up. We don't know which one is the mother of which. Or a woman that had not yet given birth and a woman who had already given birth. Both had sons. And the sons got mixed up. We don't know who is the mother of which. In all these cases, the Bechor is a Bechor Lakohen. The father has to redeem him. And since the father knows that he has a firstborn son, even though he doesn't know which one is his son, he has to redeem his son. But he would not be a Bechor Lanachla. He would not take Pishayim and Erusha of the father. Because he doesn't know which one is his father, so how would he take Pishayim and Mesapim? V'chein mi shloshasa achabala shlosha chadasha v'nisseis v'yolta v'en yadua im ben tisha l'risha o ben shiva l'achron b'chor l'koin v'eno b'chor l'nachron. And so too, a woman that her husband divorced her or died, and she didn't wait 3 months after the death of her husband before she got remarried to somebody else, and she had a child, she gave birth to a child 7 months after she got remarried, and it's not known whether that child came from the first husband or the second husband. As maybe he came from the first husband and his Ben Tisha, who was born 9 months after conception. Or maybe she had this child from the second husband and his Ben Shiva, who was born 7 months after conception. So we don't know who the father is. And we're talking about where the woman had not yet given birth to a child. So this child is a Keter Rechem. So the child is a Bechor Lakohen. He has to redeem himself, as we cannot force the second husband to redeem him, since the second husband is not sure that it's his son. But since he knows he's a Bechor, as he is a Peter Rechem of his mother who had not yet given birth to a child, when he gets older, he would redeem himself. But it's not a Bechor Lanachla. He would not take Pishayim and Erusha, neither the first husband nor the second husband, as he doesn't know which one of the two is his father. Not only would he not take Pishayim and Erusha, he wouldn't take any Chelek at all, neither from the first husband nor from the second husband, as he doesn't know who his father is. So how can he take any Yerusha at all from the first or second husband? What's the case where a firstborn had a din of Bechor, both Lanachla and Lakohen? How a Pelesh fear Mali Dam. A woman that miscarries a sack full of dam. Mali Mayim, or full of water. Mali Gvinim, or full of worms. Or a woman that miscarries something that looks like fish, grasshoppers, or shkatzim urumasim. Yom Arbat. Or a woman that miscarries 40 days after conception. And Koshkenet, she miscarried before 40 days after conception. In such a case, that which she miscarried has a din like mine, if not considered a blot at all, since she had only conceived 40 days before. Habacharam b'chor l'nachla v'lakon. A child that is born after the woman miscarried any of the above-mentioned things would be a Bechor, both for Nachla and Lakohen. He's considered Peter Rechem, the firstborn from the womb as a mother. At that which she miscarried any of the above-mentioned things doesn't have a din of a blood at all. Therefore, the father that's born afterwards is a firstborn. He has a complete Bechor, both for Nachla and Lakohen.
A woman that gives birth to 2 sons. The first son that she gave birth to was not born in the normal way, derech harechem. Instead, it was born with a cesarean section. And the second son that she had was born in the normal way, derech harechem. Shnayan einam b'chor. Lo l'nachla v'lo l'kon. Neither one of her 2 sons are considered a b'chor. Neither for nachla, as far as taking 2 portions of the inheritance of the father, nor are either one of them considered a b'chor, as far as giving 5 slum to the coin. Neither one of them has to be redeemed, and the father is pater for giving 5 slum to the coin. As the first son, it's not considered a Bechor, since he was not born in the normal way. Only a son that is born in the normal way, derech harechem, is considered a Bechor for Nachla or for Kuna. And the second son, who was born in the normal way, is also not considered a Bechor, even though he was the firstborn, derech harechem. Since Lamaisa, he's not the firstborn. He has a brother that's older than him. Even though the brother that's older than him was born with a cesarean section, still, the second one also is not considered a Bechor and does not take 2 portions of the inheritance of the father, nor does the father have to redeem him by giving 5 slum to the Kohen. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Harishon Lenachla, Vahasheni Lechameslam. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He said the first son that was born with the cesarean section is considered the Bechor as far as Nachla is concerned. He would take two portions in the inheritance of the father, because as far as being Bechor Lenachla does not matter how he was born, since he is oldest, he is considered the Bechor and would take two halakim in the inheritance. While the second son is considered the Bechor as far as Chamei Slam is concerned, the father would have to redeem the second son and give by Slam to the Kohen. He is considered the Bechor as far as Kuna is concerned, because as far as being Bechor Lakuna, the first son that is born in the normal way, Derech HaRachem, is considered the Bechor, even though he is not the oldest.